So, there's something wrong with the building. Probably very wrong. All right, let's go find out what it is.
I stuck my hands in my jacket pockets and started toward the building's entrance. Devona put a hand on my shoulder to stop me, and stop me she did. Dead, if you'll pardon the expression, in my tracks. She's petite, but her vampiric heritage gives her greater strength than a human. I couldn't have gone anywhere if I'd wanted to.
No, Matt. If it's going to be dangerous...
I appreciate the concern, but this is Necropolis. Everything is dangerous here. The only question is how dangerous. Besides, if you really want to set yourself up in business as the revived Midnight Watch, you'll need to use this building, right?
That's very sweet of you.
She leaned forward.
Mwah!
And gave me a hard kiss on the lips. Devona knows I can only feel the pressure of her kisses, so she always makes sure there's enough for me to feel. When she pulled back, she gave me a wry smile.
And this gallantry of yours has nothing to do with your irritation over the fact that Varvara knew you'd come here with me to check the place out and was amused at the notion of you tangling with whatever lies inside?
Not in the goddamn slightest. Come on, let's go. Oh, and stay clear of the leech vines.
The blood-sucking vegetation wouldn't bother me, no blood. But Devona had plenty of the red stuff coursing through her veins, and it was half vampire. Leechvine loves vampire blood best of all. It's like the finest of wines to the plant. Me? I find it poetic justice that one of the city's greatest predators has a bloodthirsty nemesis that desires to feed on its liquid life essence. But the vampires don't see it that way. That's why the best leechvine exterminators in the city are bloodborne. The door was covered with leechvine, but since I'd known the building had been abandoned for years and had likely fallen prey to the vine, I'd come prepared. As we walked toward the door, I took my right hand out of my jacket pocket and aimed the object I'd removed, a tiny figurine resembling a white ape, at the door. I spoke a single activating word,
Jaro Hadas,
and the ape's mouth opened, unleashing a torrent of frigid air. The leech vine covering the door instantly turned black and fell to the ground. When the figurine was finished, I tucked it back in my pocket.
What in the nine hells was that? Oh, that stench is awful.
Yeti's breath. It's a great spell for killing leech vine. Especially when your sense of smell is as dead as the rest of you.
Ugh. Give a girl some warning next time, all right?
Sorry.
I examined the door. It was covered with frost that was already starting to melt, but beneath it I could make out a metal plaque with these words engraved upon it.
The Midnight Watch, guarding all workhouses and institutions against intruders and meddling. Savage beasts employed. Catchy? Sense anything?
In response, Devona closed her eyes and concentrated. Not only was she highly skilled at detecting ward spells, as a vampire-human hybrid, she possessed certain psychic abilities that most Bloodborne did not. Then she opened her eyes.
Yes, I... Oh, I thought I sensed something there for a moment, almost as if there was someone inside the building, but the feeling faded quickly. Most likely I was picking up psychic impressions from the businesses on either side.
Maybe. But I didn't believe it. I'd lived, or maybe I should say existed, in Necropolis too long. Besides, if Varvara was amused at the idea of the two of us entering the building, there was definitely something bad inside. I pointed to the doorknob.
How about that?
Devona waved her hand over the knob several times, and then bent down and examined it visually. She straightened.
Clean. No traps, mystical or otherwise.
For a security firm, it seems they weren't too concerned with folks breaking in.
Ward spells are intricate to construct and require constant maintenance. It's been at least 50 years since the building's been occupied. Any ward spells on the door would have lost their potency and deactivated long ago.
50 years? And no one's bought the building in all that time? Or at least tried squatting in it? I find that hard to believe. This might not be the most prime location in the sprawl, but real estate here is always in high demand. After all, it's Sin Central for the entire city, and that means there's a hell of a lot of dark gems to be made here. What would keep a building in the sprawl vacant for so many years? Wait, let me guess. It's supposed to be haunted. And not just regular haunted, with a few ghosts flitting about the rooms to lend the place some gloomy atmosphere. It's haunted with a capital H by some kind of unknown and incredibly deadly force that will shatter our minds, mutilate our bodies, and ravage our souls, right?
As a matter of fact...
I didn't sigh this time. I was too depressed to bother.
This probably isn't the time or place for this, Devona. But I think you and I really need to work on our communication skills.
I tried the knob and wasn't surprised in the slightest to find it unlocked. I turned it, far too easily, I might add, pushed the door open, it didn't even have the good grace to creak, and we went inside.